Next up is Julius Genachowski, who is the Chief of Business Operations at a company called IAC Interactive Corp.
IAC, as you can see, I suspect most of the people in the room have interacted with one or two of our businesses. All the different businesses that you see here are actually under one roof. We're in travel through all the Expedia businesses, ticketing, e-retailing, local through businesses like CitySearch and Evite. We're the leading personals business. We're in financial services through LendingTree and RealEstate.com. When I started at the company in 1997, this was a much simpler page. There were two operating businesses at the time. There are now 26,000 employees worldwide, revenues of about $6.5 billion last year, and cash earnings of over $1 billion. One of the threads so far in this conference has been the new phase of the internet that we find ourselves in. And it parallels something that we've been thinking about at the company, the new phase in which our businesses find themselves. And I'm going to spend a couple of minutes talking about that because there are some important parallels. When our businesses started, and in some cases we launched these, in some cases we acquired them, but the process was pretty much the same. There were really three pretty simple questions that we asked ourselves, and if the answer was yes to all of them, we went forward. One was, can we identify categories on the internet that lend themselves to commerce? And the second was, well, if we think we have a category, can we build a product that will really work and really add value to do that transaction on the internet as opposed to offline? And the third was, if we've identified the category and we've identified the product, can we build it at reasonable cost? Can we get it scaled and distributed widely enough so that we can generate enough revenue to cover our costs and have a nice business? And that, you know, little three-step logic actually led to the creation of some very large businesses in categories like travel and ticketing. And it really characterized what, for us, was over several years, the first phase of our life. Well, that phase has really come to an end. We haven't been able to keep it a secret that these categories are good categories for commerce online. Competition has come, which is great. And we've been spending a lot of time in plotting the future of the company, thinking about what characterizes the next phase of the internet for us. And at some level, the answers are really pretty easy. Well, we have to focus on our suppliers and consumers and deliver products and services to each of them that have great value. But as we get deeper into that, there's one element of it that's becoming increasingly important to us, we think, that is very related to one of the subjects of the conference. And it flows from something that we did inadvertently in creating these businesses. We didn't set out in creating any of these businesses or occupying any of these categories to create communities of people. We really thought of people in the way I described initially as users. We referred to them as users. These were people who would use our products to transact and move on and hopefully come back again. But while we didn't set out to create communities, or at least groups of people with shared interests who have the potential to form communities, we actually did that. And so at Ticketmaster, for example, in moving the business offline to online, we didn't set out to create a community of people who were interested in going to concerts, or a community of people who were interested in going to sporting events. But we did. At Match.com, we set out to do a lot of things, but we didn't really set out to create a community of people who were interested in the whole in issues in and around dating, but we did. In travel, we didn't set out to create a community of people who were interested in traveling, but we did. And the opportunity for us in the second phase of the internet is to identify the ways that we can really empower these communities and to turn what we had thought of as users into participants in what we're doing. And we're really at the beginnings of that with several of our businesses, very early into it, but we started experimenting with this on several of our sites, and the results are so far very exciting. And so on Ticketmaster, for example, Ticketmaster runs an online magazine called Live Daily that has content about concerts, people going on tour, and we threw up on the Live Daily site a simple forum technology. Didn't promote it, just put it up there, allowed people to use it if they wanted to, and we were pretty surprised by how quick the take-up rate on that was. And I just jotted down some statistics. Before long, without any promotion, we had about 10,000 users, 106,000 threads, over 2.5 million posts. And we clearly just plugged into something that was very interesting. What do they talk about? Oh, you know, does anyone know if Eminem's going on tour? You know, when do you think tickets are going to come out? I'm thinking of going to see him at the Spectrum in Philadelphia. Has anyone seen a concert there? Where are the good seats? You know, this is valuable community-creating stuff that we didn't think of doing before, that you really couldn't do in an offline world, but that I think over time will be material in an online world. For us, one of the moment when we had the insight into this actually came in our travel business. Expedia was built as a business that was very focused on the first three stool legs that I started with, very focused on transactions, very focused on users. And over on the side, somewhere else, was a business called TripAdvisor, which maybe some of you have used, which did no transactions on its site, but was really focused on generating user community content, largely reviews, largely of hotels, organized in a very smart way, attracted tremendous traffic, and its business model was then to have relations with advertisers like Expedia and charge for the click-through. And as we studied TripAdvisor, we began to see for the first time the power of empowering a community through the different kinds of social network tools that were coming along. We ended up buying TripAdvisor, and Expedia now is in the early stages of making that transition. Obviously, it'll continue to be a primarily transactional service, but doing more and more things to enable users to post reviews, to talk to each other. And again, it's really fascinating. You give users of these services the opportunity to do this, and they jump at it. Who would have thought that on a site like TripAdvisor or Expedia, someone who was going to New York could say, hey, I'm going to New York, here's my itinerary, what do you think? And get 12 really thoughtful answers. And that kind of activity multiplied many times over is, to my mind, an important part of our future. Just to mention a couple of other examples, a business like HSN and HSN.com, not necessarily a place where you'd think there'd be tremendous activity on the part of users taking up community tools. We introduced some very simple forum and chat tools on HSN.com. Same kind of result. People love to talk to each other about the products that they see in HSN. They love to talk about their experiences, good and bad. It's good, you know, I think a business like ours in this world has to be willing to have consumers very verbally trash our products, ultimately to have the trust of the overall customer base and to demonstrate that we have the same goal as they do, which is to provide products of great value at a reasonable price. I think I'll just end it there, other than to say that so far on our sites, we've been doing what you'd expect from us at this stage, using forum technologies, using Ticketmaster, some shared calendar technologies, chatting technologies. We're just starting to think about ways that we can use wikis on our sites, use blogs. A number of people at this conference have made the points about the necessity of getting to a point where the tools are so easy and simple that they're embraced by consumers. And it is something we're doing across our businesses to find ways to embrace these technologies, help simplify them, and help get them out there to consumers as part of their daily lives.